As many states decide what to do with monuments and statues that some consider symbols of racism, Mississippi is once again arguing over the future of its flag. It is the only state flag in the country that still includes a Confederate emblem, and now there's mounting pressure on lawmakers to change it. Hundreds of businesses, religious groups, and even the chairman of the Mississippi Republican Party all say it's time. Today, country music star and Mississippi native Faith Hill called it a symbol of terror. Joining us now from Jackson, Mississippi is Kaylee Skinner. She's deputy managing editor for Mississippi Today. Hi, Kaylee.
Hi, Peter.
So you and your team at the paper have been tracking where state lawmakers stand on this issue. So the House and the Senate will need a two-thirds majority to change the flag. And there's a lot of pressure on them. How close are they to getting enough votes?
Well, we're hearing from leaders that they're within a few votes, but, I mean, they haven't taken it up yet. We have also polled individually, and we, as of today, really only 20 senators have said that they want to change it, and they need 35 to do that. And in the House, only 49 have come out publicly and said that, and they would need 82.
And this week, the chairman of Mississippi's Republican Party came out in favor of making a change. I assume this is not possible in a state like Mississippi without Republican support.
Absolutely not. And we've seen all of our elected officials are Republicans, and most of them have come out and said that it's time. I mean, our governor, our previous governor, Phil Bryant, has also spoken out and said that the state seal would make a good replacement. Our attorney general, who's a Republican, has also agreed with that, and the lieutenant governor all are pushing for some version of a new flag, probably that would include the state seal, which says, "In God we trust."
I assume also many conservatives are against changing the flag, though.
Absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of people who don't want to change the flag think that getting rid of it or removing the Confederate emblem is erasing history or heritage. And they're concerned, you know, that if this changes, then what's next?
Yeah. How does this compare to the last time Mississippi talked about changing the flag? This was 2001, and voters overwhelmingly decided to keep it.
Yeah, I think it was a 64% vote that they voted to keep it. And of course, there's been no real conversation since. This is the first time we have momentum to change the flag. And originally, politicians pointed to that vote as, you know, we gave people the option and they chose to keep it. But that was also, as you said, it was in 2001. That was 19 years ago. And a lot of people who are speaking up now who want the flag to change weren't even old enough to vote then.
Is this related to George Floyd and all of the protests we've been seeing around the world? I mean, are people responding to that specifically?
I think so. So for us, it's really only been a conversation that's been happening over the last 2 weeks. And the weekend after we had a big protest in Jackson for George Floyd and Black Lives Matter, the protesters said that one of the things that they wanted was the removal of Confederate iconography. And the next week, we started seeing lawmakers discussing whether this was something that could actually be done.
There are some very powerful forces involved here saying that they want the flag to come down, including Walmart. And the Mississippi Baptist Convention, a conservative-leaning religious group, they said that lawmakers had a moral obligation to remove it. How much clout do organizations like that carry in the state with this conversation?
Well, that's a pretty big deal because Baptist, that's one of our largest denominations, probably the largest denomination in the state. It's about 2,100 churches, 500,000 members, and they came out, like you said, and said this is a moral issue and the legislature needs to take action. This, not that this needs to go to a vote. So they're urging the governor to do this. And they've had some pull with legislative issues before. They've had a role in the legislature choosing to pass bills about abortion and those sorts of things. So them coming out and saying this was a really big deal.
How emotional has this debate been over the last couple of weeks in Mississippi?
Very emotional. I mean, in Laurel, a mayor that removed the flag this week actually was in tears talking about it. It's a very contentious issue, and so there are people that are very passionate and don't want it to change. We've been getting a lot of angry emails from people who don't want to see this change. And then, of course, on the other side, there are people who believe that this is just a very racist symbol and it's hurtful. And, I mean, everyone is speaking up now.
So what do you think, based on your survey of lawmakers and the momentum that appears to be building, do you think the flag's coming down?
It's so crazy that I don't want to say one way or another, but they are, it looks like, going to try this weekend. But like I said, people have said that we're within one or two votes in each side, and so they're not going to go unless they absolutely know they have the votes. And the governor himself has said if they do this that he's not going to veto it because a two-thirds vote is all they need to start taking this up. And it's also what they would need to override a veto.
And you mentioned an alternative, maybe a flag with a state seal on it. What other alternatives are there?
So the hospitality flag has been a really popular option. It flies on a lot of people's lawns here in Jackson, and it was designed by a woman named Lauren Stennis, who originally called it the Stennis flag, but has kind of stepped away and taken her name off of it because she's the granddaughter of John Stennis, who was an ardent segregationist and a Mississippi senator.
Kaylee Skinner, Deputy Managing Editor of Mississippi Today. Kaylee, thank you.
Thank you.